And when this kotam becomes a gadol, then he should make another diya, and with that the diya, then he's koyna kinyan gemura, and then it's kish telechol dover. And then if he wants to get rid of her, all he has to do is give her a get. Benachnami, before it becomes a gadol, he really can't get rid of her. But halacha is, he'll have to make chalitza and a get. Or then, if it becomes a gadol, it would not be enough just to give her a get. But if he wants to get rid of her, not live with her, he would have to give her a get for the bias kedushin that he made, but he'll also have to give her chalitza to be mata the zika midiraisa. Here, now the Mishnah says, Bas achas asara shon of Yemecha, the girl that's 11 years old in one day, is nidore nivdokim. We have to check out the nidorim that she makes. Because if she knows l'shem ma, that she's making the neder, then the neder is chal, even though she's still a ketana, but the 11th year, the year before she comes a gadoila, her nidorim could be chal. Mashen kein bas shtei mesre shon of Yemecha, once she's 12 years old in one day, then nidore kayomim, then her nidorim is chal. If she made a neder, the neder is chal. The Mishnah says, though, if you know, can we check her out, though, kol shtei mesrei, the 12th year, means when she's 11 years old, till she comes 12 years old, that 12th year, we check her out to see if she knows if she, what she means when she makes the nether. So really, the Mishnah is saying it over again, so the Gemara will explain why. Now, then shtei mesrei shana, a boy that's 12 years old, v'yemechad in one day, so that's 1 year before it becomes a gadol. So the same thing, the door of Nevdokim, you have to check out if he makes a neder to see if he really knows what he mean, what he's saying. Ben Yud Gimel Shon of Yemechud, let's say he's 13 years old, and one day, after that's by mitzvah, then the door of Kiyom, then he makes a neder, the neder is like a chal, after it becomes by mitzvah, then the neder is chal. But again, the Mishnah repeats itself and says, Uboidkim, kol shloshei asara, you have to check him out, the 13th year. As before, he's during that 13th year, before he's by mitzvah, from 12 in one day till he becomes 13 years old in one day, we have to check out his nedarim to see if he knows the shame ma he's making it. If he knows what he's talking about, then the neder is chal, and if not, not. Now the Mishnah says, "Koydim l'zman hazeh," by a girl before she's 11, or by a boy before he's 12. Sa'afa pishom, even though we said that yoydim on l'shem mi nedarim, he knows who he made the neder for. Rosh l'shem mi ikdishan, or l'shem mi he made the hegdish to be chal. So the locker is aimed at Reyim Neder, his Neder is not Chal. For an Hegdash and Hegdash, less than 11 or less than 12, they're called pure cut Mektano, without Das, therefore the Hegdash or the Neder is not Chal. Only this Chiddush is a Mufla, Samach Lish, that the last year before it becomes a Bar Mitzvah or a Gedolah, that last year it depends upon if they know what they're saying or not. Now, Liachar Azman is there after this time, Afa Pisham, even though they say, Einonu Yod L'Shem Mi Nedarnu, we have to become by mitzvah, even though I said they did not know L'Shem Mi Nedarnu or L'Shem Mi Hikdishanu, is Nidra Neder, the Neder is Chal, and Begdash and Hegdash, the Hegdash is also Chal. Once they become by mitzvah and she comes to Gedolah, she's 12 years old, then she can't tie in a faker. Then we say, it's not a Chal. Now the Gemara is, V'chivu D'Torna Bas Achas Asor HaShon of Yemechud, the Duren of Dokim, once you say when she's 11 years old, we check out her Nedorim, and Abbas Yud Bei Shon of Yemech and Nedorim Kayomim, but once she becomes a Gedolah, once she becomes 12 years old in one day, then in Nedorim Achal, if so, Lomali, what does Mishnah have to say this for? Like the Chur Pshita, it says we check her out the 11th year, so Pshita, after the 11th year, when she becomes 12 years old, that in Nedorim Achal, Smur says no. Otherwise, Kosal Kotayat Echimin, I would have thought to say, Boitikim li'olam, maybe you check her out li'olam, boitikim li'olam maybe. That no matter how old she is, still we have to check her out. Is Kamash Malon that know that we don't check her out anymore. Like Rashi says, that it says, you boitikim by 11 means if she's less than 11, then you don't even have to check her out altogether. But maybe once she's 11 and upwards, no matter how old she is, 12 or 13 or 14, maybe still you have to check her out. If she knows, l'shem mi, she made this nether. That's the Kamash Malon know that we only check her out this 11th year, but after that we don't have to check her out anymore. Kamash Malon. Now the Mora says, V'chivun t'toni bas yud bei shon of yoy mechot nedorim kayomim. If so, boidkim kol shtei mesrei shono yesrei lomali. What do you have to tell me? You have to check out the whole 12th year. Shita, it says here now what? That when she comes bas yud shon yoy mechot nedorim kayomim, so pshita you have to check out before. Was like this, no. Sakotat Chaminuch, I would have thought like this. Sakotat Chaminuch. Hoyl Yomama, since we learned that Lamed Yom Vashona Chashu Vashonom, 30 days of the year, instead of like a whole year, if so, I would have thought it's like this, maybe. Hechid debodak no lamed lo yodom. Lafless, if the first 30 days of the beginning of the 12th year, we checked her out and she did not know to who she's making the neder, she did not understand the nyanam of the dorim. Ema, I would have thought to say, Sula lived, you don't have to check her out anymore. And the rest of the year doesn't help. Is Kamashmula know that you have to check out the whole 12th year from the day she becomes 11 years old in one day until she becomes 12 years old in one day? That whole year you have to check her out. If she makes a neder, we have to check her out that time to see if she really understands what she's saying or not. Now the Gemara says, "V'lisni hani tarati bovi." Let's say just these two cases. Bas yudbe shon of yemecha nedorei kayomim. That once she's 12 years old in a day, that's it. Then in the dor machal. Or boitkim kol yudbeis, and you check her out the whole 12th year from 11 to 12. That year you have to check her out. But the bas achas asor yemecha nedorei nivdokim lomli. What do you have to tell me to know? You start checking her out when she's 11 years old in one day. You have to check her out. The male, I would understand that. Samora says, no, Israch, we need all three cases. Because otherwise, Falkot, I would have thought to say, Stomo, b'shtei mesrei, boi bediko. By a normal girl, true, when she's 12 years old, when she's 11 years old in one day, the first day of the 12th year, that whole year you have to check her out. But b'yachas asor, which is only 11 years old, from 10 years old in one day until she's 11 years old in one day, I would have thought to say, loy boy bedik, you don't have to check her out, a normal girl. But maybe, I see where she's a very sharp girl, tvei, mivtuko, I should check her out, biyachas asorom, I should check her out, even when she's 11, when the 11th year also check her out, kamash malan, that's the Kiddush and Mishnah, no, that koydiz hazman hazem, that no, you don't have to make a bedika, that even if she's smart and she knows who she's making the netter to, still it's not chal. There's only a special loch of Mufla Samachlish, that only the 1 year before she becomes Gedolah, the year from 11 years old in one day until she's 12 years old in one day, that year we check her out to see if she knows to who she's making the neder, she understands the Nyanim of Nedarim, then the neder is Chal. But if not, not. Now the Gemara says, Koidim Azman Hazer, V'yachar Azman Hazer Lomali. Why does it have to say that before this Zman and after this Zman? Let it just say what the dinim are of this man, 11 and 12, and before and after, we will know Memelo. Samora says no. Sarkot ayat echemin, Rabbi would have thought to say, Hani, Mili, when do we have this halacha that the 11th year you check her out? And the 12th year, and that there is chal, hechid loy kamri inu. If they do not tell us that they understand in the Dorim, then before 11 we do not check her out. Avol hechid the kamri inu, but when they themselves say, the kids themselves say, that they understand in the Dorim by themselves, are telling us they understand clearly what they're saying in the neder that they're making, and they understand the nyonim of the Dorim, is nismachalai and levikri samach on them, is kamashmalon. The kamashmalon, even though they tell us before she's 11 that she understands in the Dorim, or even after she's 12 years old, if she tells us she did not understand in the Dorim, nothing doing. Then we don't listen to them, then, mamonashach, before, nothing, and afterward, it is chal. It's only during the 11th year that we have to check her out to see if she knows or not. Tana Rabbanan, what about this? Elu divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. However, that we say what? That a girl becomes a gedolah at 12 and a boy at 13. Rebbe Shimon Elazar Waimed, Dvorim Hamurim Betinoikis, Betinik Hamurim. After we say that a girl becomes a gedolah at 12, he holds no, by a boy he becomes bar mitzvah at 12 years old. And Dvorim Hamurim Betinik, after we say that a boy is 13 years old, he holds no, was said by a girl. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, it's the opposite way around. That a boy becomes a gedolah, a gadol, at 12 years and one day, and a girl becomes a gedolah at 13 years and one day. That's called Dvorim Hamurim Betinik, Betinoikas Hamurim. Some of Chizuk said like this, my time with the Rebbe, what's the time of the Rebbe, the way we passed in, the Pasuk says, Vayivan Hashem Elokim Es HaTzelah, because Baruch Hu built like the Tzelah, the rib of Adam Rishon into Chava, Balaam comes to teach us that Shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bini Yisari B'Isha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put special Bini, special understanding into a lady, into an Isha, Yoisim Yavish, more than a man. Therefore, a girl becomes a Gedolah at 12, and a boy, first a year later, at 13. Vidach, what does Rav Shimon Elazar hold? Whom he boiled this drush is to teach us like this, Kedorech Kedoresh Lokish. The Yom Rosh Lokish Mishum Reminasiyom. Vayivan Hashem Elokim Es HaTzelah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the rib. Arshalokach Milah, they took from Adam Rishon, Lisha, to make him into a wife, to make his rib into a wife. And Vayivieh Velo Adam, he brought it to Adam. Balaam, it comes to teach us this pasuk, Shekola Kodesh Baruch Hu Lechava, that Kodesh Baruch Hu first braided the hair of Chava. Vayivieh Velo to Adam Rishon, then he brought her to Adam Rishon. She came b'karchayim, because over the ocean, karchayim, current likli yosa bin yosa, they call their braiding of the hair, they call that bin yosa binyin. So after the pasuk says of Yiva, and Hashem Lekim comes to teach us that the Kodesh Baruch Hu first braided the hair of Chava before he gave Chava to Adam. Not sure the pshat is to make it look nice, was a special inyan in this kliya sasar. Then when it says, Reb Shimon ben Elozer of my time, what's his reasoning? Omer Shmo Barab Yitzchok, since a kid is learning in yeshiva by his rebbe, beveis rabbi, his nechnefes boy armumis tchila, he gets wisdom first. Therefore, he holds a boy becomes smarter first. Therefore, when he becomes 12 years old in one day, he holds his mechuyev mitzvah called a gadol. But of course, we pass on the rebbe's din that a boy becomes a bar mitzvah at 13, and a girl becomes bas mitzvah at 12 years old in one day. He boiled the question like this: what's going to be now Teir Zman? In the middle of this Zman is Teir Zman Kilifnei Zman or Kilacha Zman. There's Teir Zman during this 12th year of a girl, when she's 11 years old in one day, until she becomes 12 years old in one day. That year is Kilifnei HaZman, is like the year before, or Kilacha Zman. So, what are we talking about? Elin Nedarim, if you want to say the parshas of Nedarim, so Lav Kalifnei, it's not like before she's 11 years old, Damya. And also, Valav Kalachas Man, Damya, it's not like afterwards. It's like the Mishnah says, it's Nifdokim Menu Alocha, that the year before she becomes a Gadol, he becomes a Gadol, is the Nedarim Nifdokim. So what's the show of the year before they become a Gadol or Gadol, what the din is that year? So with Emily Yonchin, if you want to say what, if he doesn't have Vera, does he get punished or not? Does she get punished? So my, what's the locha? So Moses says, Rav Rechnina B'Yarmatavayu, Toich Zman Kalifnei Zman. During that year, it's still considered like a Kotin or Katana, and she would not get Oinchen. That's what we pass in Avada, that Toich Zman is called Kalifnei Zman. However, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Yarmatavayu, they both say, no, Toich Zman, in the middle of that year, is Kalach Zman, it's like after the year. And partially according to this, it means that it would be Mechuyev and Oinchen. We'll soon see what that means. Om Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. V'shamnecha, what's the simon over here? V'zois lefnim b'Yisrael. The zois lefnim b'Yisrael. Rashi v'zois miz loshen ikeva klema. Rav Chanina d'shmei loshen ikeva ma lefnim. It's like lefnua klema. Lefnei zman. For lo titel l'achl of the grain, don't change it around. That's for me to say. Now the more says, Moshe Rav Hamnuno. It says, achar zman hazeh. After this man, after she becomes 12 years old in one day. As if to a boy becomes 13 years old in one day, Alpha P. Shom, even though they say, even though they say they don't know who they made and they don't understand the parsha, still it's Chal, the Neder or the Hegdish. Tradition Hegdish. But Samashim or Teir Zman, in the middle of this year, though, is Klifnei Zman, it's like the year before. And Bukhvashet, and the Gates, and the Dormus, and the Gayatu, with the Earth Nevdokim. So it must be the Gayatu ancient. Omalei Rav or Eimer Reisha, what does the Reisha of the Mishnah say? Koydim is man is there before they're 11 years old. Alpha P. Sharmu Yoydim on L'Shem Minodan. Even though they say they're no clear who they made the nether for, Rav L'Shem Mirk Tishanu Eina the Remnes. Even the nether means nothing. Then Adeshim Hegdish. Mash Mo Teich Zman, by the middle of this year, is called Kalacha Zman. So the Chura Dih both ways. The Morses of Eloi, you know, Rav Kitoi, Rav made a mistake. Who saw, he thought, that Rav Hamnuna was the Mishnah Yisrael Kadaik, he's Mamayit Medaikis from the extra lesson of the Mishnah. And therefore he asked him a question. If he had a Daik Mesefer, why made the Daik from the Sefer? Lady Mereshah made the Daik from the Reish already. But Vilay, it's not true. Rav Hamnuna Migufa the Mastis, he had a Daik from the Gufa the Mishnah. As Masha from the Mishnah, Liyachas from the Gufa the Mishnah, he's been Medaik. Rashi said, the Lord Metuk Melo, even though she brought two Cyrus already. That's his diik. That Mishnah's mashmit him, even though she or he brought two Cyrus already. But calls the man that before this man of by girl 12 years old, a boy by 13 years old, there's still like a cotton katana. So was his diik. Now the Gemara explains like this. Hey chidomi. What are we talking about? Gemara says now. Hi liyachas man hey chidomi. After they become 13 or 12, what are we talking about? If they did not bring two siris yet, two hairs, then cotton, midiraisa is called a cotton. Midiraisa, you don't become a godla or gadola just with years alone. It's not enough just to be by a girl 12 years old in one day, or by a boy 13 years in one day. But you have to have that shonim plus stay siris. They have to be two hairs grown by the makom erva. So we're talking about now they did not bring stay siris, they're still called a cotton. Elad must be allowed the Yaisi Shteshtaris. The Mishnah is talking about, yes, the Yaisi Shteshtaris, where these kids did bring two hairs. And therefore, the Deacon of the Mishnah is like this. For time of Liyachas Man, who do the Garmin and Lord Lemil say? Hotech Zmak Lefnei Zman. When do we say it's called like a Godler or a Gedolah completely? That's only after the year. Mashma, even though she has two Shteshtaris, it's only after the 12 or 13, then they have a Shem Godler Gedolah. But before that, even though they have Shteshtaris, they're not considered like a god, like a gadola. And therefore, it's a deed that Teyes Zman, meaning to say, that before the age of gadola, that means before a girl is 12 years old in one day, or a boy 13 years old in one day, even though they do bring Shtei Cyrus, that's what we're talking about here, still is called Klefnei Zman, they do not have a look like a godl yet, until they have both. They have to have Shonim, they have to be of age, and also they have to have two Cyrus, 2 years growing, to Yisrael Mokam. All right, we'll stop here.